The Gavainim, the Asurim Lava, the Yisof, and Amin, and the Yavamis, that David Gazer Aleim, that David made the Gzer upon them, we can't marry Nisinim. So Shaila, Mel Rashi says, it's an Isidi Raisel, it's a Chatnim Ben, and the Ran wants to say, the first generation that was Mizgayer, they have the Isidi Raisel, it's a Chatnim Ben. But the next generation is not also Midi Raisel, it's only because David the Melech was Gazer. I call upon them Nisinim, which are Gavainim, it's also also to marry them. Let's say a mamza married a bas Yisrael, did a chay v'lavin, or else a nosin, or else a bas Yisrael married a nosin, so also a chay v'lavin, or a grash of David Gozmalayim. So halacha is where the kedushin was biyisa. Halacha is loy shaisais v'loy noitlas ksuba. Again, if the husband gives her a get, he's supposed to give her a get because it's issa to live together. He doesn't have to give her a ksuba because there's an issa involved, but still she does not drink the meyamarim. If the husband warns her and finds out to make kinyan stira, halach rishi does not drink the meyamarim. So Drashi, to loynemra pasha ella beruya lakaima, that the pasha of saita that you have to drink the meyamarim is only by a couple that they're allowed to live together. And now because of this kinyan of stira, we have a suffix if they're allowed to or not. So then the Torah says she should drink the meyamarim to see if she's tahor, and then they'll stay married together. But in the case here where the Kohen Gadol married the Amonah, that anyway he's not allowed to stay married to her. So then there's no halacha to drink the Me'amon. But when he gives her a get though, she does not get a ksuba. Fine, because like Rashi, she's not worse than a ksheira. Since the Maisa she became a Saita now, and the husband asked that he is giving her a get now because she became a Saita, she's not worse than a ksheira that she loses a ksuba. Now, v'elu, these are the cases of loy shoysos, loy noitlas ksuba. These are cases also where the lady, even if she becomes a soita, she does not have to drink the mehamorim, but she does not get her ksuba, even if she gets a get. Ho'aymeres t'meyani, the lady, the soita says clearly, t'meyani, she says clearly she had this nus, so then for sure she does not drink the mehamorim, and the husband gives her a get, and he doesn't have to give her the ksuba. Or else the Shabola Edim Shitameya. Or else Edim came along now and told us that she has nus. Or else the Himeres Eini Shaisa. If the Saita herself, she herself says she doesn't want to drink, so then we don't force her to drink. It's a little bit like she's admitting that she had this nus really, and therefore if she gets a get, he does not have to pay her ksuba. What about Oma Bailo Eini Mashka? Let's say the husband said, I don't want to be Mashka, my wife. That's also, we don't force her, and if it's okay, she does not drink. Or else, v'shabayla bo'ala derech. Or else in the case where the husband lived with her on the way up to Yerushalayim, where the husband lived with his wife, the Saita, then these cases is Neitelas Ksuba, she deserves to get a Ksuba, because these cases, the husband is the one that caused it, the fact the husband lived with her, or else because the husband does not want her to drink, and therefore he has to pay her ksuba, but for loy shaisais, for the maisa, the lochri, she doesn't drink to mehamorim. Because we had that once the husband lived with her on the way, he's not lucky, so like we had lucha before, the mayim would not be boidic. So these are two cases, like these are the cases that she gets a ksuba because it's the husband's fault, but the lochri is though, she does not drink to mehamorim. Right. What about meisu balehen achla shosu? Let's say there's the case of a Saita, that the husband warned his wife and then found the tav stira, and now the husband died before she drank the mehamarim. So Rashi says it means, shokol Saitas, hanistarois uruyas lishtois, leispikul ashkoisan. We're talking about a regular Saita, that if the husband would still be alive now, they would make her drink the mehamarim. And before they got around to making her drink the mehamarim, the husband died. So lachar is, beishamma yemim beishamma holds, noitlas ksuba. She has a right now to collect the ksuba from the yorshim, from the sons. She collects the ksuba. Because if the husband would have been alive, it could be she would have drank the me'amorim and proven that she's tahor. So she has a right to get a ksuba. But for lo shoysres, she can't drink. Without a husband, she can't drink. Because the pasuk says, ve'ibi ish es ishtoi. The man has to be there. But I call upon him, she gets a ksuba. Uve silvan rasul says no. Oi shoysres. In other words, as if to say, since she can't drink the me'amarim, who are them? We're not going to give her the ksuba. The Rashi says, "Of a silvanrim, kleimar, Mitah shaloi shoyse, since she can't drink the me'amarim, is le'noitlas tzuba. And the Gemara will explain what the machlekes is. But the Chura is a suffix here. That kol zman she does not drink the me'amarim, we have a doubt that maybe really she did this nus. And if she really did this nus, then she does not deserve to get a tzuba. So it's a suffix if she deserves to get a tzuba or not. So the Chura, the Yoshim, have right to say, ha'moitzim echmeir all over raya. I'm not going to pay you the ksuba. You have to prove it that you did not have this nus. And you can't prove it to us. Because the law is you can't drink the me'amarim. So therefore, they still hold that since she cannot drink from the me'amarim, she can't prove herself. Therefore, the call is of a moitzim echmeir all over raya. And what's the trend? Beshama, that we'll see in the Gemara. But Shtar Raimus Ligvus is kugavu domi. Beshama says no. She's like a muhsik already in the ksuba. All right, turn over. Weiter. Muberes Chaveroi. The Mishnah says weiter. What's going to be if somebody married the Muberes Chaveroi? In other words, he did an Issa. Midirabon of the Lacher is when a wife becomes an Amana, let's say, somebody else is not allowed to marry her until 3 months go by. There's always a Zaman of Avchon and Midirabon, and you can't remarry somebody else's wife unless you first wait at least 3 months to make sure whether she's pregnant from the first husband or not. So let's say somebody didn't listen to the Chronos Rabbonin, or else Suwa did, if the wife is pregnant, you're not allowed to remarry her. Let's say somebody didn't listen, and somebody married a Muberes Chaveroi. Rashi says, Shemes, the husband died, Venicha Muberes, and she's left over a pregnant Amona, or Menicha, or she's nursing, or Isha Girsha, or else the husband gave her a gift, Vi Muberes or Menicha, Vi Asura Chacham, Liyase Achi Avlad Ben Beishonim. Midi Rabbonin, you're not allowed to marry her until the baby's 2 years old. That's his mom when she finishes nursing. But let's say somebody did an Issa and he went and married her. So, Muberes Chaveroi, Menikas Chaveroi. The Lacher is Loi Shoisois, Vole Noitlos Ksuba. Diva Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir Shita. That if they become a Soita now if this husband warns his wife and finds her to be Stira with that man, so Loi Shoisois, she does not drink, and within she does not get a Ksuba. Diva Rebbe Meir. The Chum say no. Yochalu lahafrisha, he could separate like from her the 2 years that he's supposed to. Uliachziru liachazman, and then take it back later. So Hilkar, therefore, ruya liishas karinim bay. In other words, the shavu is like we had before. When do you make a soita to drink the me'amarim? Only if this couple really is allowed to live together. The only question is now, because it is cited that the kina was stira, so then we let her drink the me'amarim to prove that she's tor, and then she's allowed to stay with her husband. But in this case, that anyway she's also to her husband, because her husband did an issa by marrying her before the 2 years went by, so Rav Meir says there's no reason for her to drink the me'amarim. Tacham say yes, she can still drink, because there's an eitzah to keep the two together. Let them just separate for 2 years, till this achaz mana yinika, and then he's allowed to remarry her, live together. Therefore, it is called the Isha, that's Ruya. Therefore, there is a mitzvah, she could drink the me'amarim. Yeah. Right. What's the meaning with islandess? Let's say an Isha that can't give birth, an islandess. Rose is a Kenish, she became very old. She can't give birth either. The Shayna Ruya Leila, the Rose Stam, she's not right to give birth. Rashi says, Shashasa Kais Ikrin. She drank a kais that made her sterile. She can't give birth. Is the locha loy noitlas ksuba v'loy shaisas? If they become the soita, so they cannot drink the me'amarim, and the word in they do not get a ksuba either. Because in such a case, the locha Rashi says in Chazan, the asura sekaimo lemi shein leibonim shirei nistavi yisrael a period of rivia. Rashi learns that since dosbin has a chi a period of rivia, so he's not allowed to live with her. Therefore, they do not drink the me'amarim. Reb Lazar Leimano, Yechaylo Lisi Shacheres V'Lifres Libres Himenu. There's no issa now. If the man wants to have children, he could stay married to her. Let him marry another wife to have children from another wife. So therefore, for the first wife, it's still called, he's Ruya. Therefore, they would drink the me'amarim. For Shar Kol Anoshim, all other ladies, though the Mishnah say, the Lacha is, Oy Shaisais. Either they drink the me'amarim when they're a soita, and then we'll see what happens. Either they'll die, or it shows that they clean their Torah. Or the noitlas ksuba. Or else if she says she does not want to drink the me'amarim, then the lacha is, we can't force her, but she does not collect the ksuba. It's like her fault. She does not deserve the ksuba. What about Eishes Koyen? What about a wife of a Koyen? Halacha is shaisa. If she becomes a saita, if the kohen warns his wife and they found stira together, halacha is if she's a saita, she drinks the me'amarim. And if she comes out to be clean, nothing happens to her. Umateras labayla, even though the husband's a kohen, so what? The ma'aser when she drinks the me'amarim, that proves to us that she was tor, that she did not do the avera. Even though a wife is a kohen, so what? It's only the halacha only is by she's kohen if she was nemsa. If another man lived with her, even beyonis, then she's also to her husband. But over here, the me'amarim shows us that she did not live with any man. Therefore, she's mutter to her husband. Like Rashi says, the Gemara has to kash a pshita. Like, why not? Then the Mishnah says, Eishes Saris. What about the wife of the Saris? The man became sterile. So Rashi goes, Shenistero li'acha shenissa. Tekod mashchiva ba'al aboyim. That mashma after they got married together, the man and with her wife, and then later he became sterile. So and then she became a saita. Seisha saris shaisa. Still she could drink. Gemara parak she molas kashu also. Like why not? He's mutter to stay married to her. So avada she has to drink the me'amar. Mishnah says then ayideh. All this we'll see in the Gemara. Ayideh kol aroyis mikanin. Allah says when a husband is jealous, like he sees his wife hanging around with another man, any type of an issa erva, he has the right to make kinoi to warn her. Rashi says in kinola meyavio meyachia or meyechad nikol aroyish matayru v'nistaru heavy kinoi. Even though she's jealous, the husband, that she's too much with her father, too much with her brother, still she could become a saita. Like one svar would be is that kamat for sure they didn't live together. Even though your wife is too close with a father, too close with a brother, but it's a svar to say they didn't live together. No. If the husband warned her, said, look, I don't like you when you're too close with your brother, stay away from him, and then they found them to be together alone, sistera, she becomes a sight that she has to drink. That's the lachia I'll call aroyas mekanin. You could be mekana no matter who the person is. Chutz min akotin, as soon as the person is a katin. The Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'shachad ish oisa. It has to be a gadol and not a boy. Or mimi shein ish, or else from a person is not called an ish.
The Gemara says it means a behemoth. From a behemoth there's no din shtiyah.
No. A chutz from these two people. V'eilu shebezdin mekana lehen. These are the people now that bezdin themselves go ahead and can make his wife into a saita. They could warn the wife without the husband. Let's say the husband became a cherish. He can't hear. So therefore, the bezdin has a right to if they see his wife acting fritzus, they have a right to go and warn her. And then if she has stira, they can make a drink. Or nishtator, so the husband became a shaita. So the husband doesn't know what's doing, so he doesn't know to warn his wife. Now if bezdin sees that wife acting the fritzus with other men, they have a right to warn her. And she could become a saita. Or else let's say the husband is locked up in jail, so he can't see what's doing. So therefore, Bezdin has a right to make her into a saita. But the Mishnah says, though loy lahashkoi samru, that the Bezdin does it. That Bezdin can't make her into a saita in order to make her drink the mehamarim. That much not. Like Rashi says, because the pasuk says, fehevi or ish es ishtoi. That you need the husband to bring his wife. So if the husband can't come to Bezdin, Bezdin will not make a drink to Mehamaru. So what does it mean here that Bezdin can make the wife into a Saita? And a Lepaisla Miksubasa. Just means that we'll pass her for a Ksuba, that she's going to lose her Ksuba. She won't be able to collect a Ksuba. Reb Yosi Yoimenor. Reb Yosi says, Aflash Kaisoi. Look, if she yaitse Bala Beis Asurim Yishkenu. Here's an afkamino. True, Vishas Hashko, you have to have the Baal, the husband, come to Bezdin. But it's an afkamino. Let's say the husband was locked up in jail. So during, while the time he was in jail, Bezdin saw the way she's a prusa, she's hanging around with another man, so Bezdin has the right to warn her. And then if they find out that there was fear they were alone together, she has it inside her. Now, Lahashkois, that's possible. Later, when the husband gets freed, he comes out of jail, he comes home, now that he finds out that his wife had kino and stira, she's a saita, he could take her to the kohen, and he could make a drink to me'amarim. So it is possible, even though the husband was not there, for he shot the kino of stira, it's possible he should still bring her to make the ashkoras ha-saita. It's possible she could drink the water. All right, we'll stop here. This is the whole Mishnah, the whole Perek Mishnah. We'll see all the Gemara on this Mishnah. We were holding the Chof Dalar Omer Aleph by the Gemara. Gemara says like this: Mishte hu d'loy shiya. She doesn't drink the mehamorim, for kinuya matni lo. But there is an inyan that the husband could give kinuy, could warn her. In other words, the beginning of our Mishnah said that a narusa shemeres yavam was loy shoysois v'lanoyflas ksuba. In the case where she was only a narusa, that means you didn't have nesuyin yet. You only made Erisin, you made Kedushin, and then the husband was jealous, saw that his wife was hanging around with another man, so he warned her. And then there was Spira. So the Mishnah says that she does not have to drink the Mehamorim, because they didn't have Nesuyin yet. So Gemara is being Medayik, Mishtahu Delashasuya. She doesn't have to drink the water from the Mehamorim. That we do not have. But her Kinoi Matnilo. But there is an Indian that the husband should give Kinoi. And Rashi says it means lesser love, that she becomes also to her husband. Midiktani la noitlas ksuba. Because the Mishnah says that she goes out without a ksuba. Why does she lose her ksuba? It has to be because the maisa, she's now also to her husband. So we see, even though a shemeres yavam and arusa does not shtia, she doesn't drink the mehamorim, but there is a parsha of saita by her. And therefore she becomes also to her husband. So Gemara asks, minoha nimili. How do we know these halachas? That was saying in the Mishnah that an arusa and a shemeres yavam, in a case where the first husband died without children, and there's a brother alive, so before the brother makes yibum, now if she he sees her with another man and he warns her, and then there's tira, so the Mishnah says that she does not have to drink the mehamorim, but mashma from the Gemara's diak is that she does become also to the yavam. So the question is, how do we know this? So Gemara says like this, the Tana Rabbanan, we went to the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Daber of Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta. This is the Parsha of Saita, the beginning of the Parsha of Saita. It says, Lashon V'yamarta, L'rabbis Arusa V'shemeres Yavam L'kinui. That the Pasuk means to include that even though you only had an Erisim with your wife, you only made Kedushin, you did not live with her yet, you did not make Nisuyin, or else V'shemeres Yavam, where the first husband died, and now the second brother is alive, he's waiting to make, he didn't make even yet. So these two cases, there is a parsha of kinui and stira, that if the husband or the yavim warns her, and then she's found to be alone with that man, that she becomes also to them. She becomes also either to her husband or else to the yavim. So the Gemara says, Umas nisin mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yonasan here. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya will learn like this in the Braitha. The Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, that what a whole parsha of Sait is only after she first had a husband and she was living with her own husband. So, Prat, this excludes Li Arusa. An Arusa where the first husband only made Erisin. They only had Kedusha, they were not living together yet. So if so, there's no parsha of Sait. That's what Yev Yenison says. When the Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, that's Prat Li Arusa. An Arusa does not have the parsha of Sait. Yochel, I would think, Shani Moitzi Av Shemeres Yavam. Maybe the same Allah applies to a Shemeres Yavam also, where the first husband dies, and now the brother's alive, and now he warns her, and there's Stira. Maybe also she does not have to drink the Me'amorim. Talmud Leiman, this, Rabbi Yonasan knows, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish. That the Pasuk says, Ish Ish is the rabbi's Shemeres Yavam. That he argues in our Mishnah and holds, a Shemeres Yavam does have to drink. That in the case with the Yavam, gave her kinui, warned her, and then they found that there was stira, that the maisa she does have to drink. That's Reb Yashia's pshat. Reb Yenison Oyman Noah. Reb Yenison says, the Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech. Where is there a pasha of Saitam, that if your wife becomes a Saitam, she has to drink the Me'amorim, where Tachas Ishech means where the first, the husband and wife, they were living together. So Prat, this excludes L'Shemeres Yavam. That's not the Shemeres Yavam, where the husband died, and now there's no children, so the brother has to make yibum. The brother did not live with her yet. He wasn't miyabim her yet. She's only a shemeres yavam. She's waiting for the brother to make yibum. So right now, if the brother sees the way she's hanging around with another man, and he warns her, and then they find stira, so the locher is, there's no dinner meis baita. She doesn't have to drink the mehamorim. That's where Rav Yenison learns, and that's now Mishnah. that our Mishnah says in Arusa Shemaros Yavam Loi Shaisai, they do not drink. So Gemara says, according to the Yonasin, Oitzi Shemaros Yavam, I take out a Shemaros Yavam. By her there's no pasha of Saita to drink. But maybe V'loi Oitzi Es Arusa, but maybe not an Arusa, an Arusa stronger, Rabbi Yonasin holds. Because it's, you made Kedushim with already. She's your wife already. So maybe since she's your wife already, there would be a pasha of Saita to drink. Talmud Lomar, this apostle says no, Asher Tishta Isha Tachas Isha. That the whole pasha of Saita is only when your wife goes away from you, like when you were first living with her, when you had Nisuyin already. Prat, this excludes Li Arusa. That an Arusa, since you only made Kedushim with your wife, you didn't live with her yet, so now if you give her Kinui and there's Stira, the Lacharishi does not have to drink the Mehamorim. There's no pasha of Shtiyas Mayim. So here's our Mishnah that excludes an Arus and a Shemeros Yavam, that goes according to Rabbi Yonasan. So more explains, what's the Machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia. So more says, Mar Ali Malay Arusa, one holds Arusa is more stronger. That's the way of Yonasan learns. The Kedusha Didei, because it's his own Kedusha, he made Kedusha with her. V'stoiklen ayodoi, and it's a good Kenyan Eishasish, she's married already. If somebody else lives with her, he's Chayas Gila. Umar, Ali Malay Shemeres Yavam, Miels, no. There's a big Yechidish in the Shemeres Yavam. That's the way of Yonasan learns. Why? The Lemechthra Mesir Lechupah. Because by Shemeres Yavam, it's only considered a Gemar Kenyan. You're not missing a Mesir Lechupah. In other words, you don't have to make Kedushin. When your brother died, and now you want to be Miyabna, you just make V, and that's the Gemar Kenyan. So it's not called the Mesir Lechupah. Therefore, yours that's stronger. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia. Which one do we exclude first? Do we exclude a Shemeres Yavam, or do we exclude a Arusa? Now the Gemara is over. According to Rabbi Yonasan, for Rabbi Yonasan, for the Gemara, Hi Ish Ish my Yavadlei. What does he do with the pasuk Ish Ish? Because Rabbi Yashia uses the word Ish Ish Larabes Narusa, that he says Narusa does have to drink. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yonasan do with the word Ish Ish? He takes out both of them. So where it says Mi Berlin Larabes Eishes Cheresh V'Eishes Soita V'Eishes Shimon.